flurry here to start this fourth quarter. Get up. It looks like Harrison is going to fall. They are down, looks like 12 as the game's closing in. So if we win this, we should clinch us a spot.
Here is Preston with on the low block going in for the layup. No good. Rebounds controlled by McLean. We check back in between quarters. McLean with it on the left wing. Gives up top to Dewey. Now to Tate. Tate will set up the offense. Dribbles over toward the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Now it goes over to the left. Gives it there to McLean. McLean's going to dribble to the elbow. Finds Dewey cutting into the lane for the layup. His shot may have been. Oh, man. That late foul call, though. And Braden Dewey's going to the free throw line.
The official on the far sideline is laughing with Coach Poulter because Coach Poulter goes, really? He's the one that blew the whistle. And he's like, I called it.
Peyton Preston picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one against Greenwood here in the fourth quarter. Braden Dewey's first free throw, no good. That was his first attempt of the night. He's got 11 so far this evening. See if he can hit this next one and make it a two-possession game once again. Second shot is up. Misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Bowman.
20th rebound for Greenwood.
Here's Garnes with it on the right side. Gives up top to Chick. Down to Preston in the paint. He's going up for the left-hand jumper. No good. Rebounds controlled by Gilbert.
19th rebound for the Bombers.
Dewey's going to pull up for the three-pointer.
Yes!
So that was Braden Dewey's problem. He was too close.
That's right.
He's got 14 on the night. Back to a six-point lead, I'm sorry, for Mountain Home. 42-36 our score. 6:50 left in the game. Here is the Bowman with it. Gives it to Robbins. Robbins dribbles up top. Throws over to Preston on the left side. Preston will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Garnes. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No, way off the mark. And the rebound's controlled by Bowman. Shot clock didn't reset because it didn't hit the rim. Bowman dribbles to the low block. Has his pocket picked by Tate. Wayne Tate comes up with a steal.
Good job by Tate. Kind of coming from that backside. He never saw him there and blamed good hands.
Tate dribbles into the paint, throws it to McLean in the left corner. Out to Dewey on the wing. Gives it there to McLean. McLean's going to dribble to the free throw line. Loses his footing and they handle the ball. Scramble for it. It's going to be a jump ball. And Mount Home will get it on the possession arrow.
Whew. Yeah, Ryder tried to turn the corner and just kind of dribble the ball. And we did it, kind of hit off the edge of his foot.
Yeah.
And good job by Rhett Gilbert being the first to the floor to get us that jump ball.
So McLean will inbound the ball on the far sideline right there next to the Bomber bench. Throws into Tate.
I still don't see how they don't reset the shot clock on that. Because if they had it, then it was a possession by them, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I don't think they ever really had possession of it.
No, but I mean, even if they call a jump ball, then it has to be, they have to have some possession of it, right?
Well, I don't know about that. But anyways, it's going to be a shot clock violation, as Mount Home wouldn't even keep a track of it.
Nope, didn't have a clue.
So Greenwood's going to get it back with 5:51 left to play in the game.
9 turnovers for the Bombers to 7.
42-36, Bombers up right now. Garnes into the front court, throws it to Bowman. Back to Garnes. Ooh, just got back into the front court. Ball goes over to Robbins on the right side, down to Bowman in the corner. He dribbles into the paint, puts up the turnaround, leaner, good. Braden Bowman with 15 on the night. 5:25 left to play in the game. 42-38, Bombers with the ball in the lead. Tate with it on the right side. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane for the layup. It won't go. And he gets the offense rebound. Kicks it back out to Tate. Tate will dribble into the lane. Throws it to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to try another layup. He'll be tied up. And it will be Greenwood's ball on the possession arrow.
If we end up losing this game, we're going to look back and see if all the little chip shots that we've missed, the little layups that have not went in, and wish that we had those back.
Garnes with it on the right side. He's going to dribble on the wing. Put up the jumper. Good. Jaden Garnes with 10. And Greenwood quickly calls timeout. Or no, Mount Home did, actually.
Mount Home, yeah.
So we'll break with 4:55. Let's play in the game. It is Mount Home leading Greenwood 42-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And now Tom calling the timeout right after Greenwood cut back to one possession with 4:55 left to play in the game. Bombers will inbound the ball, leading 42-40. Reason I said Harrison because we were just talking about him during the break.
Yeah, Harrison got beat. Van Buren was able to beat Harrison. So this is a win, and you're in as the fourth seed. At least clinch a spot in state for the Bombers.
Wayne Tate has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by Robbins. He will find Preston back the other way for the layup. Good, and we have our sixth tie of the night. Peyton Preston with four on the night. 42 all our score, less than 4.5 left to play in this game. We've had six ties and four lead changes in this contest. Ball goes to Haney on the right side. Has the ball knocked away. And Preston gets the steal, and Greenwood quickly calls timeout. My goodness.
They're playing with more energy right now than Mountain Home.
Yep. We'll break with 4:17 left to play in the game. And Mountain Home and Greenwood knotted up at 42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Greenwood taking the timeout after they were able to dive for the ball and make sure they don't turn it over. So right now they got a chance to take the lead. Right now they're tied at 42 with Mount Tom pressing with it.
He's going to the face.
Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. They're going to call it count the basket too. Wow!
How in the world can that be called? He elbowed Braxton Carson in the face.
They're going to call it Braxton Carson with his second personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. So Peyton Preston at the free throw line. Free throws up and in, and it's Greenwood up by three now.
Wow. He's straight with an elbow to the face. They're saying he flopped is what the official is trying to explain to Coach Poltrardi.
You know, even if he's right, how do they count the baskets?
I don't know.
45-42, Greenwood up. Less than 4 minutes left to play. Ball goes up top to McLean. And a foul's going to be called away from the ball on Greenwood.
They're going to get Preston trying to run through a screen. He just bowled over Tate.
That is Peyton Preston's fourth personal foul. Second team foul against the Bulldogs here in the fourth quarter. 3:49 left to play. So Blaine Tate will inbound the ball on the baseline for Mountain Home.
He's kind of been their offense here lately. Maybe we can go right at him. We can get him out of the game.
Dewey takes a ball pass on the right side, dribbles to the top, gives it there to on the left side, Gilbert. Now Tate has it there on the wing. He'll give it to McLean. McLean's going to dribble to the left corner. Back to Tate on the wing. Up top to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the three. For the tie, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Bowman. Garnes walking the ball into the front court. 3:20 left to play in the game. So 3-point Bulldog advantage. Chick with it up top. He drills toward the right side, gives it to Robbins. Over to Bowman near the left corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tate.
Need a bucket here for your Bombers.
3:06 left to play in the game. Tate going coast to coast. He'll be fouled into the paint. They're going to get Jaden Garnes with his first personal foul. 13th foul against Greenwood here in the fourth quarter. So one more foul to give for the Bulldogs. Inbound pass goes to Carson. He'll give it to McLean. Out to Tate. Back to McLean on the left side. McLean dribbles into the lane. Going up for the runner. Off the glass and in. Ryder McLean in double figures with 10. 45-44. Greenwood up. 2:45 left. Garnes with it. Throws it to Preston. Down to Bowman. Gives it back to Preston. Now Garnes has it just inside the half-court stripe. Drills to the left side. Gives it there to Bowman. Bowman's going to go into the lane. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:28 left. Blaine Tate picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul against Mathen Holm here in the fourth quarter. So Braden Bowman back at the free throw line, where so far he is 1 of 3 with 15 points. First shot is up. No good.
You think we'll get that call on the other end down here, Matt? Driving to the lane?
I don't know. So actually, now he's 1 of 3. He was 1 of 2. I apologize. I was looking at the wrong line there. Second free throw for Bowman is up and in. He gets 1 of 2 on this trip. He now has 4. He now has 16. Stays a one possession game right now. 46-44. Greenwood up. Here is McLean with it. The top. Tries to throw it to Carson. Ball knocked away and stolen by Chick.
13th turnover to 7 from Greenwood.
My goodness. Bowman into the front court. Greenwood with a chance to go up 2 possessions. Bowman will give it to Garnes. Garnes dribbles into the line, towards the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Tate. He's quickly back the other way. Going in for the layup. Off the glass. His basket counts and he is fouled.
Good job right there. Ryder McLean with super active hands down here. Blaine Tate came from behind, knocked it away. Blaine did a really good job slowing down, taking the contact, and finishing through the harm.
Jaden Garnes with his second personal foul, 14th foul against Mountain Home. We've got our 7th tie. Let's see if we can get our 5th lead change as Blaine Tate shoots his first free throw of the night.
Hopefully our last lead change, right, Matt?
Yes.
Nope.
No, he misses the free throw, and the rebound is controlled by Preston. So we're knotted up at 46. Garnes with it. 1:46 left in the game. 1 second. Garnes will throw it to Bowman, who almost lost the handle of it, but he will throw it to Garnes. Garnes dribbles on the right side, throws it to Preston. Ball's knocked away from him, but gives it back to Garnes. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer for the lead. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Tate. Mountain Home with a chance to go back on top. 1:25 left. We're knotted up at 46. Tate just inside the half-court line. Greenwood in a man-to-man.
We're going to take this under 1 minute.
Down to 15 left on the shot clock. Tate dribbles to the right side. Throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble into lane. Going in for the layup. Goes in!
Left hand. Nice finish for Rhett Gilbert. Turning the corner. Getting to that left-hand side. Had the action on the other side. Going to Dewey to the post. But Rhett did a great job taking it past his defender.
Now it's home on top. 48-46. 50 seconds left in the game.
One stop. Let's go.
Ball goes to Preston. He drills into the low block. Goes up for the layup. Hits basket. Counts and he is fouled. Peyton Preston with a chance to put Greenwood back on top with 43 seconds left. Braxton Carson picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 3, against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. So that is our 8th tie. Hopefully not our 7th lead change. Lane Philpott checks out of the game. So Preston's free throw is up. No good. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Carson. So we're stay tied at 48. 40 seconds left.
Mountain Home can dribble it down and take one shot with about 6 or 7 seconds left on this clock.
33 seconds left in the game. Yeah, it's about a 7 or 8 second difference between the shot clock and game clock right now. Tate with it up top. Dribbles to the right side. Goes in to the low block. Throws it to McLean for the three on the left wing corner. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Ball still being fought for. It goes out of bounds. Bus touched by Mountain Home. It will be Greenwood's ball.
Got the look they wanted, just unable to make the shot.
15.8 seconds left in the game. Drew Haney's going to come back in for Mountain Home, replacing Braxton Carson.
I like this defensive move right here. He's going to go down, and he's going to cover the big down low. We got double bigs in.
And Greenwood's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 15.8 seconds left in the game. It is Mountain Home and Greenwood knotted up at 48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big box purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And?
Harbaugh Cam. Just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
Greenwood taking the timeout as they'll have it out of bounds with 15.8 seconds left. We're knotted up at 48. Right now, Mountain Home has two full timeouts left and one 30-second timeout remaining. Greenwood with one full timeout left, and that is it.
So you think they're going to Pearson?
To Preston?
Preston.
Or Bowman, one of those two.
I think Preston touches the ball. I think Preston touches the ball if I'm Greenwood.
There will be Bowman inbounding it in the backcourt. Gets into Garnes. Garnes into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Trying to figure out where to go with it. After he picks up his drill. Down to five. Ball goes to Bowman. Down to three. Bowman's going to dribble into the lane. He'll have the ball knocked away. It's going to, and no shot will be gotten. And we're going to go to overtime.
Wow, that was an ugly possession by Greenwood.
It was.
I'm glad they didn't bail him out on a foul call because they sure could have, it looked like.
Yeah, they sure could.
Little bonus basketball here in Northwest Arkansas.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll have four more minutes to play in this one. Our score at the end of regulation, Mountain Home and Greenwood tied at 48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
So we've got four more minutes to play in this one as we're going to an extra period. Right now, Mounts Home and Greenwood knotted up at 48. I'll tell you what, I got to give Greenwood all the credit in the world.
Yep. Yeah, they're playing great.
So Brayden Dewey will jump center for Mountain Home. It will be Brendan Chick trying to win the tip for Greenwood. As we'll play, get ready to start overtime. Hold on. I'm not sure we got a problem with the clock.
They're asking if they reset fouls. I guarantee that's what they're asking.
Oh, right no, now. They do not.
Yeah.
So it'll stay at four fouls for Greenwood.
It should be four and three.
Yep. Well, they're still talking, so I don't know what the – oh, or maybe it's to make sure how many more timeouts each team gets. Because the Greenwood now has two because they get an extra one for the overtime.
Okay.
So here we go. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Greenwood. Here's Garnes into the front court. Throws it to a Preston. He's going to put up the jumper on the low block. Good.
We need to take it right at him. He's got four fouls. See if we can get him out of the game.
50-48, Greenwood up. We've got our seventh lead change now. Ball goes to McClain on the right side. And he's called for the travel. Wow. The turnovers are hurt Mountain Home today.
They have 14 turnovers already on the night for Mountain Home.
So Gardens will bring it back the other way as Greenwood looks to go up two possessions. Ball goes over to Bowman on the left side to Chick at the free throw line. Down to Preston. He's fouled from behind. That's the last foul Mountain Home has to give in this game. Rodden McClain picks up his third personal foul. 14th foul against Mountain Home. So Robbins will inbound the ball on the baseline. 3:21 left in overtime. Ball goes to Garns and a foul. Offensive foul away from the ball.
We're going to get Chick with an illegal screen.
Brendan Chick with his first personal foul. That does put Mountain Home on the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on those fouls. So Mountain Home with a chance to tie or take the lead on this play. Tate with it on the left side. Goes up top. Now goes over to the right side. Pick gives it up top to Dewey. He's going to try for the three. For the lead. Good!
Boom! Let's go! Braden Dewey with a little pick and roll. Pick and pop. Blaine Tate found him. Great job by your senior knocking down that shot.
He's got 17 on the night. Mountain Home up 51-50. Gives it to Bowman. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. Way off the mark. And the rebound's controlled by Dewey.
Here we go. But a little better body language from these Bombers right now.
Tate with it on the left side. Drills up to the top. Goes over to the right. Trying to figure out where to go. Gives up top to Dewey. Over to Tate. McClain on the left. McClain will dribble into the lane. Gives it to Dewey. Oh, they're going to call McClain for the travel. So Greenwood gets it back with 2:28 left in overtime.
Ryder just going a little quick. Needs to slow down just a little bit.
51-50, Mounts Home up right now. Garns into the front court. He'll give it to Robbins. Over to Bowman on the right side. Now back to Robbins. Now Garns has it on the left. Throws it down to Preston just on the low block.
Ball.
He gives it to Chick. He has the ball knocked away. Gets it back. He puts up the layup. He's basket counts and he is fouled. Brendan Chick will go to the line for the and-one situation with 2:08 left to play as Greenwood's back on top.
Preston caught that ball and he walked. Changes pivot foot down in there. Coach Fultz is asking for it right now.
That is Braden Dewey's fourth personal foul, 15th foul against Mountain Home. Ball, the free throw was missed. Ball is knocked around and finally rebounds controlled by McClain. Mountain Home with a chance to go back on top. Here's McClain with it on the left side. It is a 1-point Greenwood advantage. 2 minutes left. Tate with it up top. Dribbles toward the right side. Tate's going to dribble to the low block. As go up for the reverse layup, he'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 1:48 left. Jaden Garns picks up his third personal foul. Both teams in the bonus now. So Blaine Tate will be at the free throw line. So far, he is 0 of 1 with 12 points. Again, 1:48 left in this contest. This game has had 9 lead changes and 8 ties tonight.
It's been a battle back and forth. Getting a little perspiration off the pine.
Yep. So first free throw for Blaine Tate is up, in and out. So one more free throw. Try to see if we can get our 9th tie of the night. Second free throw for Tate is up. Good. He gets 1 of 2 on this trip. He's got 13, and we're knotted up at 52. Garns into the front court. 1:40 left. Ball goes to Preston. Over to Robbins. To Garns on the left side. Cross court to Preston. He's going to try for the three near the corner and misses everything. Brendan Chick with offensive rebound. He'll kick it out to Garns. Shot clock didn't reset. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Tate. Tate is going to go in for the layup. Off the glass and in. And Mantos back on top.
Good job by Blaine Tate. Good read. He's down there getting his team up on defense. Comes away with a big steal.
And a timeout is called by Mountain Home. We'll break with 1:18 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Greenwood 54-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
So it is going to be Greenwood inbounding the ball with 1:18 left to play in the game as they trail Mountain Home 54-52. Mountain Home just used their last 30-second timeout of the night. They've got three fouls left and Greenwood with two.
Need a big stop right, Matt.
Yep. Here is Bowman with it. Gives it to Chick at the free throw line over to Garnes. He will throw it to Bowman on the left side. Down to Preston on a low block. He will give it to Robbins. He's going to try for the three for the lead. Good. L.J. Robbins with double figures with 11. And Greenwood's back on top, 55-54. 53 seconds left in the game. Here is Tate with it. Dribbles on the right side. Finds Dewey. He puts up the shot off the glass. No good. And the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Preston. Ball goes. Wow. Greenwood with an unforced turnover as Barnes tried to give it to Brendan Chick. Ball goes well over his head and out of bounds, and Mount Hope's going to get back.
Their coach is losing it on him right now. He's like, are you kidding me? All we got to do is run the timeout.
Mount Hope's going to take a timeout with 35.7 seconds left in overtime. We'll break with Greenwood leading Mount Hope 55-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Welcome to FNBC, where banking is personal. Our commitment to our customers goes beyond the transactions. It's about understanding your unique needs. Need financial advice? Our knowledgeable team of community bankers are here to help. We invite you to stop into any of our 14 convenient locations and pull up a chair to experience a bank that knows your name, listens to your goals, and tailors solutions just for you. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
During the break, Brad was just asking me who we go to here from Mount Home. They'll inbound it with 35.7 seconds left as they trail Greenwood 55-54.
You want a shot to go up about 6 seconds left on the clock.
Yep.
We're going fast.
Here's Tate with it. Gives it to Gilbert. To Dewey. Dewey's going into the lane. He's going to put up the leaner. No good. But he draws contact. Nail it to the free throw line with 24.8 left.
Ooh, I don't know that I like the call to go so quick with 24 seconds left on the clock.
Braden Bowman picks up his third personal foul. Braden Dewey is going back to the free throw line. He is so far 0 of 2 with 17 points. First free throw is up. Good. And so we have our 10th tie of the night. See if we can get our 12th lead change. Was there a sub that just came in, or?
Drew Haney come in.
Okay.
For Braxton Carson.
Okay, gotcha. Offense or defense?
Yeah, we're trying to get somebody. We can get on Preston down there.
All right, so Dewey with one more free throw to shoot to see if we can get the lead back. Second shot is up. He gets both.
Buried it. Great job by Dewey stepping up there.
19 on the night for Dewey. Matt's home up 56-55, and Greenwood loses that ball.
He's kicking it. He can't hold it with his feet.
Wayne Tate will get the steal, and he'll be found in the backcourt. I believe they're going to get Robbins with that foul.
They are. So what happened there, there was some action down here. It was just both players got their feet took up. Ryder McClain and I believe it was Robbins got their feet tangled up together. Ryder slid and fell up underneath, and then Bowman tripped with the ball.
Yeah.
Blaine Tate came from behind and got it. Huge play by Blaine.
So Blaine Tate at the free throw line after Robbins picks up his third. First free throw from Tate. Good.
There we go. One more here, and we can. Worst that can happen is a tie.
Yep. Just a reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Matt Tome, Matt Sharp, and Brad Cohen joining you courtside here at Greenwood. Second free throw for Blaine Tate. Good.
Let's go.
He gets both.
Do we foul?
I'd consider it. Down to 10. Here's Garnes into the front court, and Greenwood's going to quickly take the timeout. We'll break with 8.6 seconds left of overtime. It is Mountain Home leading Greenwood 58-55. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
So here's our scenario. Greenwood's going to inbound the ball on the near sideline. 8.6 seconds left in the game in overtime. Mountain was up 58-55. Greenwood with one timeout left. Mountain with two.
We tried this at Harrison. We fouled with, like, what, 1 second left or whatever, and it didn't work out well for us. We were just talking about that defense. We got music playing here while we're inbounding the ball.
Inbound pass goes to Bowman, and they are going to foul. So with 6.3 left, it will be Braden Bowman at the line for a pair.
I thought we was at an NBA game there for a second. They had the music jamming. People out here playing. You couldn't hear anything.
Blaine Tate picks up his fourth. So Braden Bowman's going to be at the free throw line. First free throw. Good.
He better watch him going across the line. Coach Fulcher just looked at the ref and said, watch him. Make sure he does not cross the line.
Yep.
We've been here before.
So one more free throw for Bowman. Second shot. No good. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by Robbins. Down to four. And Greenwood's quickly going to call timeout. Their last timeout of the night. We'll break with 3.2 seconds left of overtime. It is Mountain Home leading Greenwood 58-56. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
So Greenwood using up their last timeout. 3.2 seconds left of overtime. They will inbound it on the far sideline as Matt Home leads 58-56.
They're going to number 10.
Yes.
10 is going to touch the ball if you're Greenwood.
So Garnes will trigger the inbound pass right in front of the Bulldog bench.
Come on, Drew. Come on, Drew. Don't let him catch it.
Garnes looking to inbound it. Gives it to Robbins.
Walt.
And he's going to put up the shot for three to beat the buzzer. It won't go.
And Mountain Home survives. And Mountain Home, with that win, has clinched a spot in the state tournament, 5A state tournament.
So congratulations. Both Mountain Home teams will be moving on to Searcy in a little less than 2 weeks.
Great win. Great win. They got a good look, but really good job by Mountain Home. And a way to fight through in a game that they just didn't feel like they had it tonight, but they played well enough to get the win.
They did. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Greenwood in overtime, 58-56. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show following a hard-fought overtime win for Mountain Home, 58-56 over Greenwood here at H.B. Stewart Arena.
Yeah, just a game when the Bombers didn't look like they had missed a lot of layups, didn't kind of have their A game, but dug deep, fought through adversity, played well, calls didn't go their way, but they did a good job getting the win.
So we're going to go with co-players of the game tonight, brought to you by Dewey & Sons Plumbing. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. We're going to go with Braden Dewey, who had 19 on the night, and Blaine Tate was 17.
Yeah, both of them played really, really good and did what they need to and hit some big free throws down the stretch to help the Bombers ice this thing away.
Looking at the rest of the game stats, brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. For all your orthopedic needs, stop by and see Dr. Moore and Dr. Roeder at the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Mountain Home had one other player in double figures. Ryder McLean ended up with 10 on the night, 7 for Red Gilbert, and 5 for Drew Haney. Greenwood also had 3 players in double figures. 4, I take that back. 17 on the night for Brayden Bowman, 11 each for Peyton Preston and LJ Robbins, 10 for Jaden Garnes, 5 on the night for Brendan Chick, and 2 for Lane Philpott. This game had 12 lead changes and 10 ties tonight.
Yeah, it was a battle back and forth. You know, if you look at the turnovers, Mountain Home had 15 turnovers to Greenwood's 10. Reboundings, we were both dead even with 25.
We're going to take one more quick break, come back and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. Again, Mountain Home clinches a state tournament bid with a 58-56 overtime victory tonight at Greenwood. You're listening to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalties CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Back on the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show following Mountain Home's 58-56 victory over Greenwood in overtime. So, again, with that victory, both of Mountain Home's teams will be going to the Class 5A state tournament that will actually start about a week and a half over at Searcy.
Yeah, both teams did. It was kind of a good way to clear that, or, you know, clinch that for the boys. They'll probably be the 4 seed, I think, unless something crazy happens with Van Buren, but I think we're behind them and can't really catch them. So more than likely we'll be playing Benton, which we've already played. We just didn't see them with their stud that was not there. So
oh, that's right.
You know, we did take that game to overtime and lost that game.
But double overtime, actually.
Double overtime, yeah. We'll be playing Benton more than likely as the boys with the four seed. Girls will be probably playing the winner of the Benton Lakeside game that will be happening. The girls are the three seed. They'll be playing the winner of the Benton and Lakeside game for the who will be the two seed out of the South.
You know, Mount Tom's now 3-1 actually in games that need an extra period.
Yeah, they are. They've done well, and they're cardiac kids, right?
That's right.
Every game, not to mention how many buzzer beaters and late second shots we've had. But you know, this team just knows how to win. Both these teams are gamers. What does that make 19 wins so far?
Yes,
for the Bombers.
Mount Tom is 19-9 on the season, 7-5 in the conference.
Yeah, so you know. Got a chance to get both teams over 20 wins, which would be phenomenal. Anytime you can get to 20 wins in high school, that's a really good year. But got a chance to get both of them over 20 wins, and hopefully can go down to the state tournament and represent well down there.
And with a loss, Greenwood's going to fall to 4-15 and 3-9. So, again, Mount Tom with this victory will secure a state tournament bid. Harrison has been eliminated.
Yes, that's the good news, right? That's good to say, but even better that the Bombers are in.
So, again, Mountain Home wins this boys matchup 58-56 in overtime. Late Bombers had a little more of a struggle tonight as they lost to Greenwood 80-55. Our next broadcast will come your way Tuesday night as it will be our last road trip of the regular season. Both Mountain Home teams will be at the Panther Pavilion to play Greenbrier. You know, Dell and Leonard and I were talking about it during halftime of the boys game, and anyone might think, you guys ought to be able to win. If you think Greenbrier is an easy place to play, you're selling the ticket.
Yeah, we went down there last year and had the far superior team and was down almost 20 at first
half. That's right.
It's a tough place to play. Especially with them, they are going to be fighting. They beat Alma tonight by 3 at Alma. So they have that fourth spot over Van Buren, Greenbrier does, and the girls. So they're going to be playing for a spot to try to get in state tournament. And they're going to bring everything on the girls' side of things. The boys' side of things, I believe, didn't we win with a – no, we had a last-second shot. Or did we hit it last year? It was down to the wire. I remember the boys' game.
Yeah,
McGee Harris.
Yeah, I think we just came up short.
Missed the shot, but got a good look at it. Just didn't go down. Tough place to play, but, you know, the good news is we're both in the state tournament. Let's go down and work on some things and start getting our kind of swagger.
So we'll be on the air a little bit before 6 with the varsity contest here on Class Kids 101.7. And it'll also be on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. And, Brad, I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoyed it, Matt. We'll see you Tuesday night.
All right, thank you. So thank you to Brad Coleman. Also, thank you to Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from HB Stewart Arena in Greenwood.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Next powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us again the next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Time.
I realize it's Friday night. You're probably not in the mood to work out. But if you are, maybe this will help. This will get you in the mood to run around the block a bunch of times or go hit the weights. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.